the penalties of a negative mental attitude. If you neglect taking possession of your mind and directing it toward a worthwhile goal, you are doomed to 1. Poverty and misery your entire life. 2. Mental and physical ailments of all kinds. 3. Self-limitations which trap you in mediocrity. 4. Fear and all its destructive consequences. 5. Hatred of the means by which you support yourself. 6. Many enemies and few friends. 7. Every brand of worry known to humanity. 8. Being a victim of every negative influence you encounter. 9. Subjection to the will of others. 10. A wasted life which does nothing to better the human condition. What choice will you make? If you do not make the first one and embrace it wholeheartedly, the second will be forced on you. There is no halfway point, no compromise. Which choice will you make? How to develop a positive mental attitude. You must have a positive mental attitude to make life pay off on your own terms. Nothing great has ever been achieved without PMA. Recognize that your mental attitude is the only thing over which you, and only you, have complete control. Exercise that control and direct it by using PMA. Realize and prove to your own satisfaction by making it so that every adversity, sorrow, or defeat, whether or not you caused it to happen, contains the seed of an equivalent benefit which you can nurture into a blessing that soars above the disaster that brought it. Learn to close the door of your mind on all failures from your past. Clear your mind of any influence which does not support a positive mental attitude. Find out what you want most in life and go after it. Do it right now by helping others to acquire similar benefits. This way you put the principle of going the extra mile into action. Select the person who, in your opinion, is the finest person in all the world, past or present. Make him or her your pace setter for the rest of your life, emulating him or her in every possible way. Determine what kind of resources you need. Set up a plan for acquiring them based on the idea of not too much, not too little. Don't think small, but remember, greed more than anything else has destroyed ambitious people. Form the habit of saying or doing something every day which will make someone else feel better. You can do this with a phone call, a postcard, or a simple act of kindness. Give someone a good inspirational book, for instance, and you give that person something that will work wonders in his or her life. One good deed a day will keep old man gloom away. Make yourself understand that what whips you isn't defeat, but your mental attitude toward it. Train yourself to look for the seed of equivalent benefit in every disappointment you face. Ascertain what you like best to do, and do it as a labor of love with your heart and soul. Perhaps it will simply be a hobby. That's fine. Just remember that an idle mind quickly becomes a negative mind. It's called brooding. Understand that often when you have searched in vain for a solution to a problem, you can find it by helping someone else solve his or her problem. By the time you have solved the other person's problem, you will have the insight to solve your own.